or put hand sanitizer to kill what? Germs, exactly right. And I brought some that we have in the back, and it's called Suave Hand Sanitizer. Yeah, good. And here's what it says. Look what it says. It kills 99.9% of germs. I worry about that one little percent, but nah, I don't worry about it at all. But anyway, what you're supposed to do, because you don't realize it, but right now, your hands have germs all over that of them. You know that, don't you? And so, you know, before you eat, you're supposed to wash your hands, and with the hand sanitizer, you're supposed to put it on, and you're supposed to rub it all over your hands. And when you do that, it kills the germs that could hurt you, okay? But I want to talk to you about something else. Do you know there's something worse than viruses and germs? It's sin. Do you know that every single person has that problem called sin? And here's what's bad. Just like if you have a virus, you could get sick and you could die. But here's the thing I want to tell you. If you have sin in your life and you die without Jesus, it's bad. Very bad. So what do you do? I mean, we have hand sanitizer to kill the germs on us. How do we kill sin in our life? Do you know how we do that? And we're going to call it Jesus sanitizer. The way we kill sin, which everybody has a problem with, is by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And when we place our faith in Jesus Christ, when we believe that He lived and He died and was resurrected from the dead, He did that in order that we can be clean, that we can be forgiven. Going to church won't get you clean. Taking a bath won't get you clean from sin. The only thing that can clean you from sin is Jesus. And here's the cool thing. In 1 John 1:9, it says this. Listen to what it says. It says, but if we confess our sins... Do you ever sin? Do you ever do wrong? Not mind your mom? Maybe get in a fight with your brother? Or maybe don't do what you're supposed to? It says, but if we confess our sins to Him, talking about Jesus, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the hand sanitizer that we have as Christians is Jesus. And when we confess our sins to Him, He cleans us. But here's the good news. This is 99.9. When Jesus forgives you of your sins, it's 100%. You never have to worry about it killing you. Okay? So when you're old enough to understand about Jesus, be sure that you put your faith in Him because He forgives you. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank for these kids, and I pray they understand the only way to be clean spiritually is through a relationship with You. And I thank You for them. Help them to live and learn more about Jesus so they can place their faith in Him when they're ready. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, gang, get a piece of candy and head back to your seat.
All right. I'll lead you to victory in Jesus.